This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This may be your year. We got the New Year's excitement rolling in here. It's the day after Christmas, so are you thinking about Christmas? Yeah, a little bit. But are we thinking about New Year's?
Yeah.
And yes. What are you going to do New Year's Eve? Do you celebrate Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, by the way, in the Good Day program on the 26th? And we'll be here I was about to say Thanksgiving. We've been through that already. We've been through Christmas, so we'll be here on New Year's Day, a week from yesterday. In terms of the whole thinking about New Year's, and do you do resolutions and things like that?
All of the shebang. We have resolutions. Yeah, yeah. We have the eating 12 grapes at midnight, our good luck food.
What's that? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Don't eat on New Year's Day.
What is that, 12 grapes at midnight? I never heard that before.
Yeah, at midnight you eat 12 grapes, and they each represent one of the months of the coming year. And if you get one that's just kind of like tastes gnarly, like really sour or something, or it's like overly mushy, just be cautious of that month in the coming year.
So you have a grape named May, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A grape named June. Okay. I have to remember. I just have been eating some grapes, matter of fact, and some cherries. There are cherries now out in the West Coast, not all around the country, but there are cherries out here. I think the thing about getting to January 1st, and I say this frequently when we're talking, especially on the farm show, the American Family Farmer, or on the Food, Farm, and Family segment that we do here on Good Day, I'm buying my seeds for next year. And I do it usually around the first of the year. You get the catalogs right after Christmas. And, shortens the time between the cold weather and the warm weather, even though I don't have to suffer much if I'm spending time in California. But I have to be back. I was looking at a list of the coldest cities because we're into winter, kind of full-flown. In the winter, people are on skiing vacations this week. They go to the mountains, and they all talk about how cold it is and how the wind does this, that, and the other. So I found a list of the coldest places that have the toughest winters in the world. And I thought I'd share a few of these cities with you, starting with Ottawa, Canada.
Okay.
There is a lot of skating that goes on in Ottawa. And outside of the city, there's a lot of skiing and that sort of thing. The chilly temperatures there last usually from the middle of November until the middle of April. And when I say the average temperature in Ottawa is 13 degrees from now until that.
Well. You know what to expect, so you're prepared for it. You are dressed appropriately, and you have an extra long snowboarding season.
The second coldest city is Vladivostok in Russia. The average, and I think I'm doing these from number 10 to number 1. This is one of the stops on the Trans-Siberian Railway. This sort of reminds me, what was that show that was on TV about the train? When the world had gone to hell and everybody that was still alive was on a train. What was that show called? Something. Something or other.
I'm not familiar with that one, no.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
Was it good?
Dark. No, it's dark. Very dark. But when I think about the Trans-Siberian Railway, I think about that. Anyway, 8 degrees is the average daytime high in Vladivostok. During the winter, okay? Here's a place even colder in Russia. I don't know this city. Novosibirsk in Russia, average temperature 3 degrees. Right? How do you enjoy that? I don't even live with that. In Kazakhstan, these areas are pretty close. They're all in that sort of Russian corridor, if you will. Average temperature there is also 3 degrees. And it's a very icy place, too, because they have a lot of moisture in the air. So let's see, where else? Winnipeg, Canada is on this list. Let's see here, what other cities? A lot of Russian cities, which you might expect. A place in China called Harbin is ice cold. Their average is 3 degrees below zero Fahrenheit during the worst of the winter months. Unga bunga. Fairbanks, Alaska, used to be on this list. There are days when the temperature up in Fairbanks, and we have listeners in Fairbanks and I think three or four other cities in Alaska, and they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently the overnight averages are 7 below 0. It didn't say what the daytime is. Anyway, so does this make you feel better, folks?
Well, but isn't this that time of year where they don't have daylight? It's only darkness?
Yeah. No, it's only up in Alaska. There's probably 40 minutes of daylight. That's it. Yeah. It's certain. The further north you go, obviously, the darker that it is. Now, there's a full moon, I believe, tonight, as a matter of fact. You look out, and it seems to me, when you see a full moon at this time of year, it makes it feel colder. Do you get that feeling? That a full moon during, full-blown wintertime, it just makes everything feel colder. The sky is clear and crisp.
Oh, I love when the sky is so cold. Clear on a nice full moon night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good for you. You can have it.
I love a full moon.
Well, a full moon is cool. I just like the cold that goes with it. All right, disruptions in travel. The folks at Southwest, once again, have not distinguished themselves well. Travelers flying through Christmas and actually into today, a lot of disruptions. Last year, Southwest Airlines pretty much melted for a lot of people. And this year, there are millions of people who are traveling. There were 157 flights that had a problem, apparently, running up to Christmas Day. I got on a plane Thursday night, as I said earlier, not a hitch. Flight attendants were happy. I had nice chats with a flight attendant. I kind of always chat them up anyway. But there is Southwest stranded 2 million people last year. Not so bad this year, but they had, where the rest of the airlines seemed not to have a problem. They still have. I don't know why. I just don't. I've never been a fan of Southwest. I just don't like not being able to pick a seat and get myself settled, knowing that, like JetBlue, unless you pay for more money, you can't pick a seat. And I think
ahead of time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Southwest has the tiers where you can pay more for, I forget what it's called, but it's like business select or whatever, where you're one of the first 15 people to board the flight.
Yeah, the seats are all the same. So what's it, unless you sit by the window in the emergency exit, and then you got a little bit more room. All right, so now I'm getting on the inside of travel. Here's something that really is disgusting. An unaccompanied 6-year-old child flying on Spirit, which is an airline that I always have said has no reason for being. This 6-year-old was going to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers. He was put on a flight to Orlando. He was by himself. The parents trusted Spirit, which is, again, a big mistake, to take care of their children. There's nothing about Spirit that is good. There's nothing. I've tried them on a couple of different occasions, and there's nothing. So anyway, this kid gets on the flight at Philadelphia to go down to Fort Myers. Instead, Spirit said the child was incorrectly boarded on a plane to Orlando. Now, the other side of the question here is, where is the parent? Did they not let the parent come through the gate because this parent didn't have a ticket to get on the plane? Or how stupid is that? The parent should be with the child all the way down.
Was it a nonstop? Or was there layovers?
Yeah, Philadelphia? No. It was a nonstop.
It was a nonstop?
Yeah, there's no layovers much anymore, you know, going north to south. Well, I say that. You can take American, you can get on an American flight in Boston to get to Florida, and you can change planes in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, or Charlotte to get down there. So, yeah.
Then the grandmother, the family had to drive from Orlando, or from Fort Myers to Orlando to pick up the child.
And the spirit did nothing about it.
I just find...
They offered to reimburse for the costs of the drive.
Great management, huh? And this is JetBlue, which is the other airline that used to be great, that now is a junky airline, too. They want to merge with Spirit, so you have two junky airlines into one big junky airline, and see where that takes you. Here's the situation in New York. Teachers are out this week, don't have school, but they still are threatening to strike. In fact, the teachers union announced on Friday they're suing the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, like he didn't have enough other problems with the kind of corruption that's involved in his campaign. Anyway, the mayor has deeply cut, or announced deep cuts with the public school system. So the teachers are suing to block these cuts to the public schools, warning that budget reductions proposed by the mayor would weaken key educational initiatives. Well, how do we get a, how do we rein in the cost of education? Excuse me. In my community, the New York City spends $550 million, they're looking to cut, that's the number. They spend billions of dollars on education. What is it, $7 billion in this coming fiscal year, and they want to cut $550 million?
Yeah.
How do you run? I'm thinking my own town, where the school budget is 60% of what the taxpayers pay, and I think it's... $140-150 million a year.
Teachers deserve better. Students deserve better. Well, and teachers are already underpaid, and then they have to spend so much of their own money just to make up for a lot of the
money. That's bad management. That's bad management. It's the superintendents and the people that run the schools that are should be held up here, not necessarily the mayor. And I got no love lost for Eric Adams. I think he's a terrible mayor. But let's put things in a proper perspective, shall we? All right, here we are with the question. Let's see what we can do about figuring out what the answer is.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 26th
of December. Week from today, we'll be enjoying the new year and not writing 2024 on our checks yet. Doing other things I guess I'm dating myself somewhat because a lot of people don't write checks anymore, right?
So, but still writing the year on something. And I will guarantee you, I will still be writing 2023 for quite a few weeks into 2024.
Right. All right, let's see what's trending here. Social media, celebrity news, that sort of thing. Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, has been talking about her father and what family is like. What is Christmas like for the Howard family? A lot of people have read this and found it to be kind of enjoyable, so we'll talk about it too. Why not? Up next here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So here's one of the most recognized names, director Ron Howard, who was Opie on the, how long ago was that, the Andy Griffith Show, and then he played the son of Lauren Bacall in The Shootist. Was he in Happy Days too? I don't remember whether he was in Happy Days. He may have been, but he was really a young kid when he was on with Andy Griffith. I don't remember whether he was on Happy Days. I never really got excited about it. I didn't watch that show. I loved the theme, but I never really was into the show. So I'll have to leave that to you to figure it out. Meanwhile, his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is an actress of her, I guess, what has she been in? I don't know that much about her.
she was in the Jurassic Park remakes. She was in a movie called The Help. She's been in one of the M. Night Shyamalan movies. Now I can't recall which one, what it was called.
He directed.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Her father, Ron, directed the movie Parenthood. And that apparently, that was Steve Martin's film. That was, she says, according to Bryce, her Christmas feels exactly like Parenthood, but less dysfunctional. I don't know whatever that means, but we all
Have you seen the film? It's the four adult siblings who are children. And there's a little bit of dysfunction and chaos. And she says it's the same, just minus the dysfunction. There's a lot of family members around, extended family members around, a lot of grandchildren. You have the chaos in just how many people and different families, but you also have so much love and all of that. So it's a lot like that film, just minus the dysfunctional pieces.
He, her father, directed How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I think that, but did he direct one of the other Grinch movies as well? I noticed that my grandson wanted to see the Grinch, the original, what they call the original. The kids know what the original Grinch movie. there are a bunch of Grinch movies out. I couldn't tell you which one the original was, but my 9-year-old grandson knew which one was the original, and that's the only one he wanted to watch. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, so basically what young Ms. Howard has to say is that it was fun, and, you know, there's the whole business.
When you say your life is like a movie, hers actually is.
It is. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Just a pleasant story. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge has ruled against the social media company X, saying it violated its contract with employees. Back in June, a lawsuit was filed after X promised millions of employees they would receive half of their bonuses in 2022. X never delivered on the promise. On Friday, the judge sided with employees and ruled the company did, in fact, violate its contract. A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed on Sunday due to the Christian belief of its founder. USA's Laura Winters reports.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pink. We celebrate the end of the year, looking forward to the new year. What's the name of this song again, James?
Raise Your Glass.
Raise Your Glass. Yeah, good idea. I was saying to Jay and James, as I listened to this begin, the lady who's in Ted Lasso, who's the English, very tall, good-looking woman, who is the owner of the team, and I can't remember her name. I want to say Whittingham or something along that line. She has an album out that I was listening to yesterday with over at my daughter's house, and wow, can she sing?
Yeah, she's Hannah Waddingham. Out.
She's Waddingham. That's it, right? Yeah, but she was at the Palladium, but one of the big venues in London, and recorded a Christmas album. It's just fabulous, and she has become the proverbial star that wasn't a star until she was everywhere before Ted Lasso, but Ted Lasso and her appearance, her role in that has made her a household name in England and around the world. People think she's fabulous. And I said that earlier because I've become, you haven't seen the show, Doc Martin
which is a well-known PBS show produced by the BBC. It's been on the air for 14 or 15 years, about this extraordinarily strange doctor who falls in love with a young teacher in this little town in England. And the story contains all kinds of stories about him and how unusual he is and the love that he has for this woman. And when I saw this woman for the first time, I thought to myself, she's somebody I'd like to... She's just the most delightful thing. I want to say her name is Catherine or Caroline. Katz with a C, C-A-T-Z. Just, I don't know if you looked her up the last time I said something about her. She's bubbly and just kind of the perfect person. You know, she's running a school. She's the type of person you'd like to have had for a teacher. I noticed that there is a story that's trending today, Jay, about a Las Vegas teacher who has a plea that was on social media looking for wishes to be granted to at-risk teens. And so about 1,000 wishes from high schoolers living in low-income area of Las Vegas were granted their wishes after this teacher named Sherry Guy made a plea to social media to help make their requests a reality. So there was a deluge of gifts and donations that helped fulfill the request. Isn't it interesting how something like this can just grab a hold of people? She's a teacher at Desert Pines High School. And she said, I never in a million years thought that it would go this far or wide and get this big a response. Never, she said, would I have thought this would happen. It consumed every waking moment of her Christmas, apparently. She choked up talking about the students who signed up for what they call the Wishmas program, which is a great name, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, a wish being granted at Christmas time.
And here's what's so sweet. A lot of them ask for things not for themselves, but items for family members. They wanted to get gifts to give gifts, not just getting gifts for themselves.
Yep. There are a lot of children in the foster system that didn't have any parents or real family. They're living in poverty. And so this lady is an English teacher, by the way. And she said, in the past, about 300 wishes were granted by teachers and staff. But this is the first year that they went out to the public and found that, as we have said here many times and so many other people, Americans are really very decent, kind, and giving people. Really, for the most part. You find a jerk here and there, but that's not what this is all about. This is about the people who open up and who want to help. And I think this time of year brings that out in people more than any other time of year, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. So congratulations to this teacher and to what she has been doing, what she's striving to doing in the Las Vegas school system. Don't forget our two nights. This thing is going to continue on ad infinitum. We're going to add in the new year some other places that you can go and get your 3 days and two nights. But all you have to do is call, what is it, 85? I haven't got the number in front of me, 855-999-DUG or something. Along. No, that's, I think, our number here. There you go.
That's the Doug line.
We posted the ad on our social media, right? On our Facebook page and Instagram,
media. Yes, and it's also on the website, too, gooddayshow.com.
There you go. All right. Study from Harvard announced today, the Harvard School of Adult Development has done a happiness study. It's been going on since 1938 and is still growing very strongly. Strong, is that the, is an adverb? I'm going to use the right English here. It's a good study. 84% participation rate among 1,300 men and women. And they have asked, what keeps you happy and healthy? And the answer is clear. Maintaining close relationships with loved ones is the number one way to maintain your health, both physical and emotional, or mental, I guess, as much as anything else. So there's a new book out, Jay, called A Good Life, Lessons from the World's Longest Scientific Study of Happiness, which explains the benefits of spending time with people who you have ties to, your family.
But
your
good,
friends,
healthy ties, not toxic ties.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, there are a lot of those around, too, but No. So, story in the Wall Street Journal this morning, if you're interested in checking it out, relationship. Don't we know that, though, as a matter of course? Don't you think you kind of know that that's what makes us feel good? I know that's what makes me feel good. I want to be around my family. It's fun. It's nice to have seen what the children have become, what they're doing with their lives. It's just kind of neat, frankly.
Well, and getting to see them as your children, but then they become parents themselves. That has to be such a cool cycle to get to witness.
It is, frankly. Yep, it really is. The end of the year finds us looking at new words. I think we've done this for both Merriam-Webster. We've done it for Funkin' Wagnalls. We've done it for whoever it is that has dictionaries. Did you know that there are over a million words in our language?
I believe it.
I was surprised there were that many. You know, again, think about it. 26 letters in the alphabet. That's it. So out of those 26 letters, we can get a million words, a combination of words. And apparently, this is another end-of-the-year review. This particular study showed that on average, 170,000 words are in current use. So there are a million words in our vocabulary, but we use 170,000 of them with frequency. Now, you'd wonder, what are those words? Well, how are you going to come up with a list of 170,000? But think about the words that you use. The reason I'm following this exercise is because I'm curious as to what words you use most frequently. We all have, over my years as a broadcaster, I have found, and I think we did this, we teased James about it, and I remember Victoria had come around to some words that she used frequently. I don't think you do, though, Jay. I'm just trying to think now. Are there words that I've heard from you?
I have days. There are some days where it's like I get stuck on one word and I say it so many times that I can't help but feel like if anybody were playing a drinking game, every time I said that word, they would be sloshed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pour a pint.
And it depends on the day for which word it is.
Well, I just think it's interesting to know what we're using to be conscious of what the English language is all about. There are a number of people who use the same words, certain words or phrases, and they recycle them. And I wonder if I do that. I don't listen much. People say, "Do you listen to yourself on the radio?" And I said, "No, I don't." Frankly,
I don't. I was there. I loved it. I didn't miss anything.
No, I don't need to listen to myself again. In the old days, and your father would get a kick out of this because I'm sure he still does it. But once in a while, we do an air check. A session of what we're doing here so that your father can make a point to all of us about what we probably should do better. And that's, you know, that's a worthwhile exercise to be sure. But I've often found listening to myself, I get a kick out of it, but that's about it because of what you just said. Been there, done that. Why do I have to listen to myself do it over again? There are the whole business of repeating one's self. The word that, according to this study, is used more than any other word in the English language is amazing. Are you amazed?
Okay, I can see that.
By the fact that amazing is used more than any other word? I find that amazing.
Isn't it amazing that amazing is used an amazingly amount of times? Amazing.
You know what another, the second most frequently used word, as it appears at least in this study, is crazy. Well, right? When you think about it.
That's one of those things, though, that I do believe people say that a lot. There was a meme going around that said, if you tell me something and I respond, that's crazy. It means I was actually not listening, and I'm just trying to make you think I understood what you said, because that's crazy can go in any way. It could go in any direction based on what the person was saying, and just respond, "Whoa, that's crazy!" Totally goes along with it if you weren't paying attention. It's like a fail-safe.
Hack is the next word that's being used frequently. Great is also on the top 10 list of words that have been used most frequently. And the list goes on. I just find it interesting. Think about, the reason I bring this up is because it's interesting to think about what words hear yourself, listen to yourself. what do you say? And you may not even catch yourself. You may not know that you're using the same phrase or this time of year, the most frequently used word is tiding, which I think is interesting, right?
Tidings
of joy and, yeah, right. Anyway, we continue with the happy holiday stuff. What went right with this past year? You know, we keep thinking about what's going on in the Middle East. This is something that I think would be considered going right in the face of the tragedy of the horrors of the Middle East. The folks in Canada have announced a temporary visa for people who are in Gaza that have any Canadian relatives. So this is pretty simple, right? If you
are in
the Gaza Strip, right, and you get Canadian relatives, you can apply for temporary visas to come to Canada, according to the Immigration Department up there. The government can't guarantee safe passage, however, out of Palestine. You got that. But then if you can get there, you can stay there for a while. I thought that was kind of nice. Are we doing that here in America? I don't think we've done that in
America. At least not yet.
But let's consider, let's say you have parents that have migrated to Canada, grandparents, siblings, maybe grandchildren, whoever. You could go and stay for 3 years. They'll give you a three-year visa to stay in Canada. So I thought that was kind of a, that's good. That's
yeah.
a helpful thing. Maybe we should be doing a little of that. Also, looking back at the things, I think one of the things that we need to talk about as we go through the week is the on the Food Farm Family Program, maybe on the American Family Farmer, the rise of urban farms growing food on the roofs of big buildings. That's been an amazing trending story this past year. So food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 48 after this is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now in the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and now Chuck Curry is here, having survived his Christmas weekend, the Tubular Bells theme from The Exorcist.
Yes.
This became very popular. This was an actual musical tidbit that became part of the countdown. It was a part of the, most everybody recognized it. It was an instrumental that did very well. All right, so Chuck, what are we doing with this?
Believe it or not, this day in movie history, the day after Christmas, December 26, 1973, The Exorcist was released in theaters, becoming one of the biggest pop culture iconic experiences in the history of motion pictures. People literally lined up around city blocks to see this hard R, super scary, super disturbing movie that I think is one of the greatest movies of all time. It really supersedes the horror genre, which it is a horror movie, but it's so much more than that. But very interesting part of history that this would be released the day after Christmas and so many people would go to see it. It's actually an incredible part of history.
All right, movies, so let's talk about the movie weekend. You and I both went to we didn't go to the same theater, but we saw a couple of the same movies. What bothered me, I liked the movies that I saw. The trailer, however, for the Civil War movie in America, as you pointed out last week, because you'd seen it already. I hadn't seen it until Saturday. It is atrocious, awful. The damn thing should be banned if we were in a free country. There's no place for that music, for that movie.
Tell me why. I don't disagree with you. Tell me why you had that opinion.
I just think there are so many people that are suggestible these days with all the huzzarai that's around, the crazy thinking of people.
I would agree with you there.
The fact that it points out that California and Florida, I think, are mentioned in the trailer, and, people getting killed because
They're on basically.
So people know what it's about. Is a movie coming out this summer called Civil War? It's from the director writer of a movie called Ex Machina. He's a good filmmaker. The trailer deals with, I think, 16 states in the United States seceding from the Union, and then there's a civil war slowly and then more aggressively going on in the country, and it shows some very disturbing characters. And I agree with you. I think you could argue that that film is irresponsible. It's going to be very interesting when that comes out, actually. Yeah, I don't.
All right, what did you and I see together?
Okay, I saw Iron Claw, which was which starred Zac Efron. It's about the Von Erich wrestling family back in the 1980s. It's a true story. It is disturbing because I don't want to give everything away, but many bad things happened to this family, his brothers, in the movie. I thought it was a very compelling film. I liked it a lot. One shocking thing about this, I got to be honest, when Zac Efron first comes on screen, Doug, I've never seen an actor so muscled up ever. Than the shape he got himself. It's almost, he looked like Paul Mr. Wonderful Lorndorff back in his prime of the WWF. It was almost like, it almost disturbed me. I've never seen anything like it. Like, he just muscled up, and he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger muscled up. It's like, it's almost creepy. He's good in it, though. Yeah. I like the film.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting story. Yeah, it's an interesting story, and as you said, compelling because it's real. Then you and I went to see Anybody But You, which is a wonderful romantic comedy. If there was a movie that I've enjoyed in the last few months,
glad you liked
it. It was very sweet. I laughed.
Yeah, it stars Glenn Powell, who was in Maverick, the last Maverick movie with Tom Cruise, and an actress named Sydney Sweeney. So you liked it. Had good pairing, good chemistry.
I thought she was very sweet. Yeah, but I thought he was very, very good. I just thought it was, if you want a good a way to escape, go see that movie. How did you do at the box office? What did the box office totals look like?
That movie did, I think, $6 million in 3 days, and the Zac Efron wrestling movie, Iron Claw, did around $5 million. I got a chance to see Leave the World Behind on Netflix with Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke. I thought it was terrific. I thought it might be the best thing Netflix has ever produced. It's an end-of-the-world movie. It plays like M. Night Shyamalan in Signs without the silliness. It has a couple shocking scenes visually in the film. I highly recommend it. I think it was very good.
Really?
And then I watched a movie. I rented it for $2.99 called On Fire. It stars and is co-directed and written by Peter Facinelli, who I interviewed a few months ago. It was about an intimate family movie. Drama about a forest fire in Northern California. He did a great job. I really liked it. It was pulled on fire. Good movie.
You know, he's the cousin of Roberto Facinelli. He used to be on the program for years.
Correct.
Yeah.
He did really good work.
He does a lot of good work. I remember that. All right, Chucker. Good update on what's going on in the film and television business. Doug with Jay and...
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.